7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, I guess it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Mushroom Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I make a motion that we get out of the car. Okay, motion carries. And out of the car we are. Excellent. And when I pulled in here, I thought I saw some mushrooms over here. Yes, I do. And these mushrooms weren't here yesterday, and they are already sogging out. It rained overnight again, very nicely. And that's why we're out looking for mushrooms. It's cool today. It's only about 55 degrees or so. I'm wondering if I should have worn a coat, just because now I can feel my back tensing up. But here's the interesting thing. Here's another mushroom. Oh, here's a couple in the grass over here. And here's one growing in the mulch pile that the turtle laid the eggs in. So, isn't this interesting? Yes, it is. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're pretty big. They're nice, but they are in rough shape. So, I am not going to photograph them today. And I'm going to look down this little driveway to see if I see any matis down by the gate. No, I do not see any matis down by the gate. So I'm going to change my glasses. All right. So I'm walking along the path here. Oh, my back is really tensing up now. I need to get moving. I'm rounding the shed, and there's no matis back here. No big chubby chub land monsters, land seals slash monsters. Everybody likes our matis. All right. So as I go around the dragonfly pond here, I can see those two shaggy manes that I took a picture of. What was that, yesterday or the day before? They are now completely inked out, but I'm going to go up here because I think I see another one. Yeah, I do. Here's another fresh shaggy mane. Just a single one popping up here. Very nice. Not quite as big as these two were. But yeah, apparently it's shaggy mane season again, meaning we have hit the right combination of moisture and temperature, both ground temperature and air temperature, to set those bad boys off. And I'm happy. Yeah, we had a weird spring this year. It was kind of dry. And it was dry when it was cool, and so we didn't get any shaggy manes this spring. I'm beginning to think this is a mistake. My back is acting up now. All right, well, we'll just assume some good posture here. Stand up straight. Try not to tense up. We're gonna walk through here. Hopefully I won't damage myself. Otherwise, we gotta turn around and run right back home. Put on the brace, do all that stuff. And when I got up and looked out the window the first time, where I have my thermometer, it was much cooler. It wasn't even 50 degrees. I thought, oh, that's odd. That can't be right. Maybe I'll need to wait a while, wait for it to warm up outside. And so I waited, meaning I ate breakfast. When I looked out at my thermometer again, it was about 10 degrees warmer. So, here we all are. Howdy. And so we're gonna go out on the boardwalk, see if we can find anything, which will be unlikely because there was just a person walking out, which is weird because there's no cars in the parking lot. I thought I was the only one here. I am at Heron Haven, if you haven't figured it out by now. And I'm having fun. This path is really overgrown. Somebody needs to come in here and trim this stuff. Oh, there's a ducky out there in the sub pond. Oh, and there goes Big Bluey right there in the sub pond. Oh, and there's two mallards right here. Wow. So we saw Big Bluey jumped up and went flying over there. Oh, that's not a mallard pair. That's a mallard male with two females. Good work, buddy. So Big Bluey, he flew over to the other side. Well, that's nice. We've already seen Big Bluey today. There's almost no reason to go out on the boardwalk then. Because if everybody's back here, there's not going to be anybody out here. But if we walk out here, we will be in the sun. Maybe that'll warm us up just enough to get rid of the spasms that are starting in my back. Alright, I'm walking out over the water. To my right, I can see a fairly large western painted turtle on a log. All the duckweed has been dispersed. Still got lots of it, but not enough that you can't see into the water. Here's a big frog on a stick. Maybe we should go all the way out to the end of the boardwalk. See what we can see. Oh, there's a goose out there at the end of the boardwalk. There's two geese out there, kind of like during the springtime. Geese like to hang out there. Let's see, there's not much else going on. Obviously, I'm looking for scrats. I like scratties. And I see a lot of onions in the water. So, you know, clearly we've got scrats in here somewhere. I just can't find them. Okay, we're getting closer to these two geese out at the end of the boardwalk. And they're starting to get a little nervous. They're honking, hi. Oh, you don't have to go anywhere. I just wanted to say hi. They're a little spooky, so they're kind of leaving. Okay, bye now. All right, fine, be that way. There's nothing else out here. I am looking. I see no other living thing. You know, animal-wise, I see plenty of plants. Surprised there aren't any ducks out there. Why are all the ducks in the inner ponds? Is it a weather thing? It could be. Alright, so what have I been doing? Well, you know, watching football. What else am I going to do? Drinking tea. Oh, I can't wait to go home and drink some hot tea today. What's this? Do I see? No, I don't. I thought I saw a snapper or some other turtle swimming, but no. It was an optical illusion caused by some leaves and some duckweed that was being blown by the wind. Oh, I just heard a sound over here. Who made that sound? Who's over here? Oh, there's somebody swimming under the water. Is that a frog? Oh, stupid frogs. Just a frog. I thought maybe it was a scratty. Because I like scrats. It's still a little damp out here. Not, you know, wet. Everything is just sort of damp. That's good. That's good for mushrooms. Now we need to go see if we can find us some interesting mushrooms. Of course, we're probably going to find some puffballs here in about another 60 seconds or less. Oh, here goes Mr. Mallard again. Hi, Mallard! Oh no, this is a different pair. Where were they hiding earlier? Oh, he's so nice with his green head. What else are we gonna find mushroom-wise today? Maybe that slime mold will still be bleeding. That would be cool. Again, we'll know here in another 45 seconds to 1 minute. Because we are close. I'm trying to think when I've seen scrambled egg fungus. That's usually in the spring. I don't know if we're going to see any of that. Obviously, we're looking for maitakes, and we're looking for... we're looking for anything we can sell, number one. Number two, we're looking for anything interesting. And number three, we're just looking, just because that is, in fact, what we do. Coming up on the puffballs here. The puffballs that we saw, was it yesterday or the day before? You saw the picture. Oh, yes, here they are. Do-do-do. Oh, this one's getting eaten. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Yeah. A lot of these have more bug bites in them now, or little dude bites. I don't know who eats these, but somebody has been snacking on them. Somebody's giving these a taste. All right, so let's go over to our slime mold over here. Oh, and I can't find it. Because, well, due to the rain, there are more leaves on the ground now. Here it is, it's over here. It's covered up with leaves. And no, it's not bleeding. Or it may have been bleeding, and it just got beaten down by the rain. Oh yes, that is in fact the case. As I remove this leaf, underneath there's like four blood drops. What about over here? There's another little burst of it. Not much of anything. Okay, cool. Now let's see, if memory serves, right over here there are some auricularia flushes. Hey, wasn't that right in here? Did somebody move a log? Where am I looking? Wait a second. What happened to that log that had the auricularia on it? Wasn't that right here? Weird. I don't know what to think about this. Am I going crazy? Oh no, the log is over here. There it is. And it's got auricularia on it, but looks kind of sad. That is not good auricularia. I have a feeling that this is end of the season auricularia. All right, what else do we got in here? I'm checking out all the logs that line the path. Looking for something awesome. Looking for cool. Or cash. There are some chanterelles. Some chanterelle mushrooms that grow at this time of year. And I have occasionally found some right in this area. I don't think I have found any in a while, but, you know, gotta look. Chanterelles. I can definitely move. I'm not seeing any, but that's okay. Can't always find them. Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth looking for them. There would be no adventure. There would be no excitement and fun. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, this is fun and excitement for you? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, here's these things again. These are neat. But I wish they were chanterelles. There's a mushroom growing out on a tree. And it's not a conch. It's not a polypore. What kind of mushroom is this? I don't know. He's kind of cool, though. And then there's some mushrooms down here growing on a log. These look like... Are these oysters? It's kind of... No, I don't think so. They're neat, though. but I can't move them, so I need to find some maitake. I need to find one maitake. One maitake mushroom. Here's some of these same things over here on this side of the path, but littler. One maitake mushroom, they grow in big clumps. And so one, you know, is the size of a head of lettuce or your own head. And so you find one of those, it's gonna weigh a pound or two, maybe more if it's bigger. But I can take maitakes right to my favorite Cantonese restaurant and say, I will trade you food for these mushrooms. And Jimmy says, oh, that's a good idea. I give you 8 lunches. I said, that's great, dude. Give me a punch card. All right, we're gonna turn the flash off here. Because why is the flash on when they got sun shining directly on these mushrooms? I'm taking bizarre photos now, I tell you. Yeah, I don't know if this is worth it. Okay. You never know if you're gonna have a photograph until you take it. So, when in doubt, always take photographs. Oh, there's some, geez, there's some big ones back there. These funny, there's a bird on a branch. He's freaking me out. Hi, birdie. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at those mushrooms in the ground. There's 3 of these same mushrooms that I've been finding, except they're twice the size or more of any that I've found so far. And they're all too wet. They're sporing out. And they've... Oh, I walked through some burrs. Now I got burrs all over me. And these mushrooms are now... I don't know what the word is. They're cupped. The edges are turned up. So they don't have traditional looking caps anymore. And you can see the gills underneath as the gills stretch out to release the spores. Here's some over here again on the left. Half the size of those giant ones under that bush, though. Cool. But I'm not looking for these guys, though. Give me some money mushrooms. Tobe needs dollars. I need dollars so I can eat food. And I don't want to think about food. Because yesterday I was having a protein freakout. And it took a lot of self-control not to run out and buy some tacos or a burrito, which is what I was sort of hungry for. I wanted a burrito, carne asada burrito from Abelardo's. They're so yummy. But you know what? I think that the so-called flour tortilla that they use is actually tofu. You know, I've eaten a lot of egg rolls in my life. I know the flavor of an egg roll wrapper. And it is not the same as a flour tortilla. And it would explain so much, like, hey, what is that going, what? Oh, it's another bird. There's a lot of birds walking around on the ground today. It's kind of weird, but you know, whatever. Maybe they just don't feel like flying today. It's a no-fly day. Okay, whatever. I'm hip. I'm looking into some unusual mushroom areas. I'm going up and down parts of paths that we don't normally explore just because I know that there might be mushrooms here at this time of year. And that's what we're looking for. Doo 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 doo. Oh yeah. Oh, okay. My back seems to be doing a little bit better, so that's good. I'm happy for myself. Alright, so into the big blind we go. Let's see. Where did Big Bluey fly off to? I bet he's over here somewhere. Where's my dudes? Where's my dudes? I'm standing in the big blind and I see a couple ducks by the island. There's a couple more ducks by the island. Oh yeah, turns out there's some geese over there too, actually on the island. Oh, that's so nice for duckies and geese. Sticking my head out of the blind and looking over towards the delta, I see nothing. There's nobody over there. I could have sworn Big Bluey would have been over there, but maybe he just didn't feel like it. I don't see anybody else. Oh, way, way, way out there. Clear across on the other side of the pond. There's, oh, half a dozen or better ducks. Can't even tell what they are. They're so far away. I mean, I can tell that they're ducks, but I don't know what kind of ducks. I'm about to leave the blind and I'm looking down. Wow. I'm looking down and on the ground. There's a bunch more of these mushrooms. 1, 2, 5, 7, 9, 10, 12, 13. There's a bunch over there. And hard to see because they're the same color as the leaves. Are there any on this side? Yes, there are. 3, 6, 9. Oh, there's a little clump of them over there, man. I don't know what these are. Actually, I probably do. I think I looked these up a few years ago and have since, you know, completely forgotten what they are. Here's one growing right on the path. There's some more birds freaking out. Yay, birdies. Hooray for birds. No, just another bird. This is what I don't like about all the leaves being on the ground. See, that freaked me out too. All the leaves on the ground just means that you make more noise when you walk, and so animals can hear you from further away. And it also means that every little bird walking around makes enough noise that you think you're going to find some kind of dude, and it's just a bird. Here's a big, funny-looking clump of these mushrooms that we've been finding. Wacky. But it's, can I get a picture of this? Is this going to make any kind of photograph? It has all these leaves on it? No. It's bizarre, but not photogenic. I like it. But that doesn't mean I can get a good photo. There's a big leaf. There's a leaf the size of a dinner plate. Alright, so I'm basically working my way out of here. And there's just clumps of these weird looking mushrooms. Geez, I missed that clump. Must have been looking on the other side of the path. That's why I walk around in the same places all the time. Because you're going to see stuff that wasn't there the day before. Like these mushrooms. And so that's why I always recommend that if you're going to go out and look for mushrooms yourself, go to where you think you will most likely find mushrooms. Or where you have found mushrooms in the past. And if for some reason you do not find mushrooms there, check back again after it rains. And then you will probably find some. And if you don't, just keep checking. Keep looking in the same places. Just because you don't find them there once doesn't mean you're not going to find them there in the future. Because you will. Because I do. And you can do what I do. There isn't anything special about me. I am just a guy. A guy with muscle spasms. Oh well, could be worse. And actually, I'm not really doing that bad. Now that I'm moving and sort of getting some exercise and flexing, I got that tightness on the left side of my back, but it'll go away. And you know what's even weirder? Is it'll probably go away as soon as I get in my car and sit down. Because I have an all-black car. black exterior, black interior. And right now, it is parked in the sun. So it's warming up. It's being heating up by the sun for the last 25 minutes. So I have a feeling that when I get in and sit down, it'll be nice and warm, and then I'll lean my back up against the nice warm seat, and all the muscle tension will melt away. Won't that be nice? I sure hope so. And then I will go home and drink nice hot tea. Then I'll be fine for the rest of the day. In fact, then I'll be so warm by tonight that I'll have to open up the doors and windows in my house to cool my house down and to entertain my cat. Because nothing's more exciting for my cat than having the doors open. Oh, we run up to the door and we can see outside and we can smell the outside smells. And we can hear all those crazy birds and the squirrels and all that fun stuff. And here we are, I'm approaching somebody else here as we walk out, checking the bocage. Hey, I can see those shaggy manes. That's always good. All right, so yeah, I just passed some hippie. So he's walking back there with a purpose. He's got his coat on and his backpack. Yeah, and he didn't even park in a normal spot. I've never seen him before. He's a noob. Noob. All right. What to do? We still got a few minutes of this show left to kill. So, I'm just going to walk along the front of the building here. And we're going to look at all these plants and bushes and stuff and see if we can find any more mantises. It got a little bit cold last night. I don't know what mantises like to do. Yeah, there's one. I can see one. There's a male. Oh, and he's walking down a stalk. Oh, he's waving at me. Hi, Mr. Mantis. That's so nice. All right, I already found one. I win mantises. Or at least I win mantis singular. I'm gonna keep walking along here. Just checking, slowly scanning. Looking for my mantis buddies in the time we have remaining. While I'm talking about this, I would just like to remind everybody of the idea that I had the other day of the Dubious Goals Committee fanzine. I'm thinking about publishing a small handmade zine of sorts that you can buy. It'll probably be $20. If this is something that you think you would like to buy, let me know. I'm still debating whether or not I want to do this. Because it's work. Do I want to do work without reward? Not really. I'm just that lazy. So lazy, in fact, that it's probably time for me to tell you that my time here is almost up. I did not find any more mantises, but you have been listening to the Dubious Mushroom Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of said committee, and I'm here every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Right now, I gotta get back in